910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Taylor Swift canceled her concerts this week in Vienna. Two suspects are under arrest, accused of plotting a terror attack during a show. Authorities say one of them pledged allegiance recently to ISIS. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, are in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and so was Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, whose plane was on the tarmac not far from Air Force Two.
Had a little bit of fun. I don't think the vice president waved at me as she drove away, but I'm glad to have done it.
Vance said he wanted to check out the plane he says he will start using next year. Tropical Storm Debbie is expected to make a second landfall early tomorrow in South Carolina and then head up the East Coast with flooding rainfall. The White House says it had no advance knowledge of Ukraine's surprise attack on Russia's Kursk region. More than a dozen construction workers were hospitalized after an improper mix of pool chemicals at Great Wolf Lodge in Texas. This is ABC.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Wisconsin today.
Listen, let me tell you, I am clear. The path to the White House runs right through this state. And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win.
She spoke with running mate Tim Walz at a rally in Eau Claire. Republican running mate J.D. Vance was also in Eau Claire. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows Harris and Donald Trump in a statistical tie among registered voters, 50% for Trump and 49% for Harris. Four hotel security guards are now charged with felony murder in the death of a Milwaukee man in June. The medical examiner says Devontae Mitchell died of what's called restraint asphyxia. Mitchell's family's been calling for charges for more than a month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Vice President Kamala Harris, with her newly named running mate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, will hold competing events in western Wisconsin today. All three will make appearances in Eau Claire, with Vice President Harris hosting a rally to introduce Governor Walz as her running mate and Vance delivering remarks at NMC Wallard, Inc. Vice President Harris and Governor Walz have stops planned across the country this week, most of which will see a competing event from Vance. The Barron County Sheriff's Department is raising awareness about the availability of Narcan after having to use it several times this week. According to a press release from the Sheriff's Department, law enforcement authorities have had to administer Narcan to three separate people between Monday and Tuesday. Narcan, which can reverse an opioid overdose, is available for free through Barron County Public Health. Authorities say if residents see somebody who looks like they're sleeping in public, they should call 911. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers shut out the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers opened their series in Atlanta last night with a stunning 10-0 shutout of the Braves. Pat Murphy shuffled the batting order and got results, including a pair of home runs from Willy Adames.
First hitter of the game, Terang set the tone. And then William comes up big with, after two strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willy obviously has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed, and, you know, that's what it's about.
NFL, when the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday, you'll see Jordan Love playing in a preseason game. Now, Aaron Rodgers did not touch the field in a preseason game his final 4 years in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur. Why the change?
Just going through, kind of reevaluating the last couple years when we've had guys not play, and then last year having all the guys play. I thought it was beneficial for us early on, especially week one, just to kind of knock some of the rust off. I think there's a lot of value of going through, just getting your mind right to get ready to play a football game.
As Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s with a few showers and thunderstorms. And more rain possible tomorrow in the morning, then clearing out for the afternoon, breezy and cooler. Highs upper 60s to 70. On Friday, maybe a pop-up shower, high only low 60s. Currently at 64 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about Christian nationalism's influence on Project 2025 and what that could mean for America. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinair on air.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it is. Educated educators talking education. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. 855-752-4842 is the number. Wednesday night. Educators amplified in the house. Teacher Joanna, teacher Hallie. We'll do some introductions in a sec. Quick announcement, though, just to make sure. This Thursday, August 8th at 5 p.m. Central is the deadline for regular and permanent overseas voters to request an absentee ballot. This Friday, August 9th at 5 p.m. Central is the deadline to register to vote in person before Election Day at your municipal clerk's office. If you are unable to register, please vote before August 9th. Wisconsin is a same-day register and vote state, so please register at your polling location on August 13th. And Wisconsin's fall primary election is August 13th. Make a plan to vote in this and every election. Do your civic duty to find out what's on your ballot and where to cast it. Go to myvote.wi.gov. And Johnny Lupinacci, just thinking about this, I forgot to go downstairs. I just ordered something, and it just came today.
Oh, my gosh. I hope I know what it is. I bet you I do.
Go for it.
The listeners in the Madison area or anybody in Wisconsin, like Tim said, make sure you're registered to vote. Get out there and get that done. Those deadlines are tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th if you're voting in person. Super important. If you're listening from afar, further outside that terrestrial radio radius of things in Wisconsin area, then, you know, find out locally where you can vote in your primary and also be ready to rock this fall. But Tim, I think my hunch, because I know if I was going out to register to vote where I'd be stopping right after that, or if I was in Madison where I'd be grabbing a brew, Minocqua Brewing Company.
Busted Pencils
is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company. They're big time supporters of public education. Those guys even went as far as to sue the state of Wisconsin to end vouchers. I mean, I love that. I love that energy, right? Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check them out at MinoccaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. And I hope
that
you get them both. Did you order the Hope beer?
You might. I might have to, you know, I'm going to keep it a surprise until, you know, the next show. Because I went and I took it right to the fridge. So it's down there right now, chilling. You can see that. But Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, it's Wednesday night. How are you guys doing? Because I can tell you that Johnny, Jess, and me, we have been in a cloud of joy. a cloud of joy. So Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna, what about you?
A cloud of joy. Well, I haven't quite been in a cloud of joy. I was telling Johnny, I have the August anxieties of my return back to the school year. And anyway, again, anxiety is what it is, right? It's not rational. So it's not like I hate my job or can't do it. But there is something that I'll start to make lists in my head of like, oh, I still have to do my rollover paperwork for my IRA or whatever, things like that. And so I have a little bit of the August anxieties. And to be honest, things have been really tough with my mom lately. So I've actually been kind of down and out. So I'm glad I can though feel your guys's energy and vibe. And
we're gonna infect you with it. How about you, Teacher Hallie?
I'm doing well. I would say, you know, my kids are getting really excited for school, but I'm feeling kind of sad. You know, like it's August, so you know, it's kind of like the countdown to school begins or is already here. And you know, I just, what's been on my mind is kind of this election stuff. And then also just like kids back to school, you know, so it's two really like heightened things, good, bad, neutral, whatever. It's just heightened stuff going on so that I'm kind of been like riding the waves, I guess, of where everyone's at with those two big things in our lives.
Well, how about this, though? It's because of Busted Pencils, though, that there's so much joy. I mean, we talk about public education advocacy every night of the week and thinking about this. And we always look forward, though, to Wednesday when we can have the Educators Amplified in the room with us, Teacher Joanna and Teacher Hallie. But we got to just share, and I'm going to see if you guys share in this excitement, the announcement that a social studies teacher and football coach may become the new vice president of this country, and how that's, we're kind of celebrating because that's huge for public school teachers, one of our own, making social studies teaching great again, one of those things. That's where we're at. That's what we're talking about. That's our joy. Teacher Hallie, I see you laughing.
Well, and okay, am I wrong? Was he also a public school educator?
Yes, he was.
No, you didn't say that. And I think that is like the top, the cream, the cherry on top, that like he gets it, you know? And so, yes, I did take a breath of fresh air when they announced Waltz. I was nervous about other candidates and I was like, oh my gosh. My second Midwest dad could be VP.
Everybody's second Midwest dad. That's the exciting part. Here we go.
So no, I'm excited. I'm just, you know, my laughter is more like, it's my excitement. It's my joy too, of just like, wow, there's real potential.
Teacher Joanna, that's what we were talking about now.
Yeah, no, and thankfully that's pulling me through all these other difficult things, is knowing that there's this energy and behind me and something real, like, right, Hallie, I didn't have to like roll my eyes, right? And my eyeball, you know how my eyeball's been rolling off my head for years now.
I honestly, when I saw that, I was like, whoa, like this is the first time in my life that I wasn't like, oh great, it's a Democrat, but here's a laundry list
like
not supporting public education,
like from the least stressed state in the union. Hello. Yeah. They got regulation in effect up there,
right?
See, so that's what we've been talking about with the you can feel that infection, because I think what you just pointed out, Teacher Joanna, we say this, it's like, well, they're not as bad as somebody could be. And it's like eye roll, you know, somebody will say to us, hey, did you see so-and-so got, you know, you're like, yeah, whatever.
Like, sorry, you know? Miguel Cardona. Sorry.
You know,
Arnie
Duncan, Beth, you know, it's just, Oh, Johnny brought that up to me last night. He's like, you know, remember President Obama? Big, you know, celebration, lots of joy with Obama. But public school teachers and educators when that came out, Arne Duncan. It was like, meh, meh, meh.
That was worse than meh, meh, meh. I mean, that was like a terrible hit job on the Chicago public schools. Like, terrible.
Yes, it absolutely was. But Tim, I will say this too, as we put it out here, the joy. I sometimes do get a little ahead of myself. And I went online today, say, okay, did I just get really excited and emotions take over? And, you know, the energy of the joy around, like, the increased amount of engagement from young voters, the just the shift in the way we're talking about politics in this country has energized me. I went on today to see, okay, what are the critics of Tim Walz? What's the opposition have to say? And I will tell you both, I was even more excited. Because I was like, okay, if the critique, if the beef, we're going to talk education, right?
Yeah.
If on the topic of education, if the critique of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero. This is great. So, I mean, just reporting, doing due diligence, I do tend to get ahead of myself. I get really excited. I think we need to ride that wave a little bit. Trust the young energy that is definitely going right behind a Harris-Walz ticket. But then I looked into it and I was like, okay, let's brace myself because we got to get into the weeds on education.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I mean, and we will as we learn more. Everything I was learning, I was like, sounds pretty good to me. So
yeah, know, sounds like the record is real, like you said, in terms of the big things. And honestly, universal lunches in schools is such a neat and cool and necessary thing. Yeah. It just I've seen the difference because we have it here in Milwaukee Public Schools, where in former districts I was in didn't. And it makes just such a difference where everybody just knows, like, they're good. They're good. Like, because there are some terrible things that happen to kids with their lunch bills and how they are treated or singled out or the shame they feel. And so, oh my gosh, just right there. And we can do it. So why not? I know that my husband was weighing in on, or just he's doing his own exploring and getting excited. And he was saying that the one, there was a criticism, they were calling him Tampon Tim, because he was responsible for making sure that there were free, feminine hygiene products in schools. And I'm like, right, like, this is wonderful, because Hallie and I, how much did we spend on the purple bag? Yep. We had the purple bag in the closet that, you know, was filled with feminine products. And I mean, all the time, again, we're humans, you need stuff. And always people would ask, and be like, oh, there's a purple bag in the closet, go grab it.
Just that one too. I've heard these critiques, Johnny points it out. And I'm just like, you know what? Here's the deal, the comeback. And I thought this was funny. It's like, well, at least he doesn't wear them on his ear.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, a little bit there, but yeah, think about, you know, beating children. When every bit of research says that feeding children takes care of so many of their needs with learning. Mm-hmm. And Teacher Joanna, we're talking in Minnesota, universal breakfast and lunch there too. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, wait, your critique is he feeds children and then takes care of women and girls' needs. And you want me to, wait, I'm more excited than ever. It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. 855-752-4842. Educators Amplified in the house. Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna. Man, wait till we get back, though. Wait till you hear what they have to say about. We'll see.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give a quick overview of what goes into your credit score. Now, before I do that, heads up, there is no single scoring system or standard that all the credit bureaus use. I mean, why would they make it easy? But about 90% of the scores used by creditors are issued by FICO, FICO, the Fair Isaac Credit Organization. I have no idea who Isaac is. A FICO credit score ranges from 350 to 900, and 35% of that score, the biggest chunk, is whether or not you've made your payments on time. 30% is how much of your credit you use. 15% is how many years of credit you have, longer the better. And the remaining 20% is a mix of how many new accounts you've got, if you've got different types of credit, like cards, a car loan, mortgages. Seem a little confusing? A bit. But it's a system we can understand and try to use to our advantage. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube to learn more about how to do that.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
There it is, Busted Pencils, fully leaded. Education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. It's Educators Amplified in the house. Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, the Joy. They gave us a little bit of the reality before we kind of said, but, what about Tim Walz making social studies teaching great again? We got Cam, though, from Nina sending in a big, long text. I'm from Minnesota, live in Appleton now. I've worked for Minnesota for about 10 years. Soon here, I can tell you all quality of life over in Minnesota in a lot of ways is way nicer. I'm talking roads, schools, equality, and healthcare. You might wonder, why do you stay in Wisconsin if it's so great? I like change and friendly radio harassment, so I have to stay in Green Bay. And also his girlfriend wanted him to move here. Wisconsin grows on sweet folks. Cam from Nina. Wow. But man, there it is. You know, that testament to living in Minnesota. And yeah, pointing out that, you know, Teacher Hallie, you were asking the question, and Teacher Joanna, who I think was you, Teacher Joanna, asked that question that you asked us before we got on here about, is he really?
Well, I was like, is he really an educator, or was he? And by that, I mean, like, did he teach for more than 3 years? You know, because often they'll be like, they were a teacher, they taught for 5 years, and then were an administrator, and then were whatever, you know, all these positions that are outside the classroom, which no disrespect, but it just means something different. In terms of understanding the reality of, like, kind of like the now and the issues that are closest to the students. And so y'all are telling me it was like classroom for real.
Classroom real, social studies teacher, football coach, coach. Married to a teacher, and, you know, again, coached his team to a state championship. And at the same time, you're going like, well, who the heck cares about that? But while being the football coach, also then was the faculty advisor in the school to the LGBTQ club in there. And so it's kind of like you sit there and go, it's like, okay, I can't wait until that criticism gets thrown out. Can you believe he was a football coach and he supported diversity, equity, and inclusion? John, well, right?
Or was just a teacher, was supporting his students.
Right. I mean, that's going to be a criticism quote, supposedly. And and if I'm just like, keep throwing those criticisms out there, Teacher Hallie, because, you know, as Johnny, those are honor badges when somebody tags you with something like that.
What's the importance of contrasting, Tim? It's really important. Like, that's the difference here. That's what we keep coming back to. Rarely do I fall into either ors. I think they're sometimes pretty problematic. But in this context, you have one ticket that believes helping children is a problem and it's an expense we ought not to have. I don't know what they hope the future is for the community when you do that. It seems absolutely perverse and obscene to me. But on the other ticket, you have, you know, someone truly who has a record of saying, I don't just say we should support children. I really leverage my political capital to do that.
Mm. And there's Jess and Johnny both also kind of putting that in. He met his wife in a shared classroom. She was teaching English. She did go on to be an administrator, but only after a significant teaching period. And that's what I say, you know, going on to become a leader after significant classroom experience. Yeah, that's different. And typically, yeah, I've heard this too, Teacher Joanna. Well, they were a teacher. And then you get the kind of, well, what do you mean? Well, they were, you know, they did Teach for America for a year. Mm-hmm. Like, well, and again, that's not classroom experience. It is. And that's a significant, but the whole idea, or, you know, they got an alternative emergency license and, you know, and then you end up finding out sometimes even it's like, well, you know, occasionally they helped Sunday school. It's like, well, wait a minute.
Right.
Teacher Allie's laughing.
Well, I think like length of time really matters. Like the value, like there's a lot of value to veteran teachers. And I think that's kind of what Joanna is talking about too. Like, there's a huge difference between a 3-year teacher and a 10-year teacher, for example, and then obviously 20, 25, et cetera. And so, yeah, this is just even more exciting to me. And I'll tell you, you're kind of getting me in my anxiety thoughts because I'm like, oh, crap. If they're going to start talking about him as a teacher, are we going to start seeing like the underbelly of the like non-teacher supporters? You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh, we went through that with Scott Walker. I can't go through it again. But hopefully there'll be enough of us where, you know, we'll be able to laugh at it or just be like, right, go to the positive of like working with children and doing all that he's done is huge and significant.
Teacher Joanna, you were going to say something.
Well, I was just feeling the thing about that it is significant to have experience not only as a teacher, but the reason a veteran teacher is different is by then you have an understanding of the whole system, which is then why maybe we're hearing these things about his record related to education. Like, it took me 10 years to really understand my classroom. Mm. And then beyond that, to understand like the system that I was also involved in a part of. And so, yeah, it just seems like a real record in terms of being responsive to the needs of students in education.
Hey, that's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educators talking education. We're here with Educators Amplified, Teacher Joanna and Teacher Hallie. Oof, and talking about this, why it is we're talking about Tim Walz, why it is we're talking about veteran teaching experience being important. Mm-hmm. If you want to join the conversation, listener, give us a call, 855-752-4842. We'll bring you into the conversation. Hallie, Joanna, it's always so great. I look forward to Wednesdays all the time because of Educators Amplified, right? And I am getting ready to get back in the classroom. I'm also excited about this. I love that we're talking about the importance veteran teachers bring, because we know even if you're in classrooms for a short amount of time and you get pushed out, lots of teachers do get pushed out quickly. There's something that veteran teachers understand about the difficulty of the decisions, about being in the mess of democracy in the community, about the importance of why we need to spend, because nothing is free, and a quality education is certainly not free per se, but how we have to work with so little resources and how that really hurts children. It hurts teachers too, but it hurts children. And it just seems, it's always, all my career seemed so backward to hurt kids and then have a critique or a complaint that our communities, our economies aren't as strong as we'd like them to be. So this is good because we have someone who's ridden through that, right? He's had to be part and close to that tension. And Teacher Hallie, now you've got my anxieties going because I'm like, oh no, here it comes. All the people that are going to say, those teachers are trying to take over. You know, and I already can hear, because I know he took a travel abroad program over to China, and they're going to say, oh, he's a communist. Well, he's not. He's a working class hero. Tim Walz, he's a teacher. Teachers are blue collar to the core. We love it. Stay with us. We got more. Thanks for listening. Busted Pencils. Responsibility, not quite yet. Responsibility, what's that? I don't want to think about it. Responsibility, what's that? Responsibility, not quite yet. Responsibility, what's that? I don't want to think about it. We'd be better off without it. I don't want to think about it.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is fighting violent crime in Wisconsin, arresting felons, and preventing violent drug trafficking. In Milwaukee yesterday, Garland pointed out the nation's violent crime rate is one of the lowest in 50 years. A bipartisan group is trying to bust stubborn myths eroding public trust in elections. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is one of the members of the Democracy Defense Project. He says social media is exacerbating the problem.
It's so easy for bad information to flow, and I think that 2020, there was everything that helped helped that wildfire just spread.
The group polled voters on policies to help improve people's confidence in elections, although many of them are already being used. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is sharing a concerning prediction for the future of the healthcare field in the state. According to a Department of Workforce Development report, officials are predicting that the state could see a deficit of between 12 and 19,000 nurses by 2040 if current trends continue. They're looking for ways to grow the nursing workforce, but the solution isn't simple with an increasing demand for care. Officials say hospitals and health systems could be the most disproportionately affected. Vice President Kamala Harris has announced that Minnesota Governor Tim Walz will be her running mate in the 2024 election. Vice President Harris made the announcement on Tuesday, saying Governor Walz has delivered for working families as she seeks to solidify support in the Midwest region. Governor Walz will appear with Vice President Harris at a rally in Eau Claire on Wednesday. He previously served six terms in Congress beginning in 2006 and won his two bids for governor in 2018 and 2022 by 11 points and 8 points, respectively. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ben Affleck cannot seem to get decent press lately. TV host Sarah Ferguson recently slammed the actor as one of her worst interviews ever after discussing the film Air, in which Affleck plays Phil Knight. Ferguson told the Sydney Morning Herald that Affleck appeared disinterested and rude throughout their chat, which took place last year. Affleck defended himself a few weeks later on Jimmy Kimmel Live, saying that is just what his face looks like, and that is how God made him. Yeah, but you're an actor. Pal Matt Damon doesn't seem to care that Affleck doesn't smile much because making movies with Ben and brother Casey is a breeze. Damon says they are like his brothers and egos are put aside when they collaborate, which Damon and Casey did on the new film The Instigators, a crime thriller available to stream August 9th on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s with a few showers and thunderstorms. And more rain possible tomorrow in the morning, then clearing out for the afternoon, breezy and cooler. Highs upper 60s to 70. On Friday, maybe a pop-up shower, high only low 60s. Currently at 64 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll have highlights from Vice President Harris's rally in Western Wisconsin and our Women Win Wisconsin visit powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
not brave enough.
Haha. Yes, yes. We're all strong enough. Hailstorm there. Love it. Lizzie Hale, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number is 855-752-4842. Lots going on. I know, LA Tom, you're going to call back. Cam just blowing up the texting there. I lived in Apple Valley, Minnesota, when the riots happened, so pretty near where they took place. Waltz handled it and got a grade A class, as far as I'm concerned. Hey, and there's Sherry from Horicon saying a good evening, friends. A little late right there. It's Wednesday. It's Educators Amplified. Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie in the house. We're all just kind of sharing a joyful moment. Wanted to point this out, Teacher Hallie and Teacher Joanna. Last night, if you saw the title of the show, just quickly came up with this waltz, Making America Joyful Again.
And Kamala Waltz, because we were talking about how, I was saying too, how nice it is to have somebody be direct. And again, remember, like, I'm not anti-Kamala at all. I'm also not her biggest fan, and not because I have any kind of fear of, can we actually have a woman as a leader or any of that deeply entrenched patriarchy stuff that all of us guys need to always be working on. But but really, it's just sometimes around my opposition to punishing kids the way that California schools did for so long under her legal thing. But these are all things I do believe she has capacity to grow on. But one thing I did really like, and this was building on that radical joy that Jess brought up, is I was refreshed that someone can be direct, they can be firm, they can be tough, they can be highly qualified, and they can laugh, and they can smile, and they can lead. To me, that's a different kind of energy. That's one I believe can support democracy, can handle conflict that isn't violent. And so that's that joy that I hear from her when she's leading. I like that. And then we got her and Tim Walz laughing. And I think it was actually to critique them again. The critique, like the memes of them are actually the things that we're like, wait, we kind of need this. And it's not without good, strong leadership. Like, you can have both qualities. You can have a balance in those things. So I'm that's the big thing too. Both of them really, smiles, laughing, but a strong record of being firm.
Well, it sounds like, you know, executive function is wired up, right? Which is different. When we're in fear, we lose our ability, you know, we lose our executive functioning. And so it's really smart, and it is really needed that if you really want folks to connect and understand and be able to do something with information, they have to be in a state where they are feeling safe and, let's say, joyful, since you're using that word. But I hear it as that, like, we're able to be connected. They're in executive function, they themselves, which, you know, helps me to believe that then they'd be capable leaders, because with all, who knows the stress that they have right now with just all that they're doing and all that's required and all the criticism. And so for that not to be an act, and for that to be, you know, true spirited connection, that's what you're doing internally. And then that's what's coming out externally. So we can only do it as a collective if we have individuals who are modeling and practicing.
So constantly being in fear then is not good mental health practicing. But yet, the right now on the right in the Trump and Vance campaign, that seems to be what they were absolutely particularly leaning on to do, which was to drive that fear in a way that got people to the ballot box. Teacher Hallie, maybe you're saying, coming back off of Teacher Joanna, is it then a better, even, and I'd say maybe it's not a strategy as much, but to be genuinely moving in that direction of executive functioning with joy and laughter, is that also what we're starting to feel then, is that it's so much better than feeling fear that we're feeling like truly our own chemicals in our brains are working better because I'm not every day hearing about how awful it is.
Yeah, I mean, when I hear you all talking, I just think about, like, you know, the human brain is, you know, we do tend to look more towards the negative. So sure, a motivator could be the fear. But I can see, especially since times of COVID, we've been on like overdrive of fear or overdrive of stress. And so I think that this is a much needed breath of fresh air of just like this feeling of hope or this feeling of like something good can happen because of how long we've had this chronic stress of just like, when will it end? That I tend to think that, right, this is reviving people and that the fear is then not as like consuming because there's something positive or hopeful to look towards.
Hey, oh, you know what that bell means every day here on Busted Pencils. Thank you, Allie, because you really teed this one up. Every day here on Busted Pencils, we do democracy in action, aligned to a core democratic value. Just wanted to highlight today that today's democracy in action recognition goes to everybody out there that's making sure they're registered, that's building on this. We're getting daily reports of increased numbers of registered voters and breaking that demographic down even further of young voters. And this is really important, not in an ageist sense, but this is a sign, this is a message that there is something that young people feel it, they have a say in, and that's an important, healthy part of democracy. We already know that as we get older, we tend to be more responsible with our civic duty. I actually am learning from these young folks that they weren't shirking their responsibility. They just truly didn't see themselves, the things that they care about being addressed, and they didn't see an option that they felt matched what they would like to see in this country. And I have to believe that those increased numbers are telling me that they're starting to see that their voice may be and ought to be, in fact, likely will be listened to. So remember, today's democracy in action goes to everybody who's getting registered, getting out there to do their civic duty to vote. And it's aligned to patriotism, the core democratic value, reclaiming that term of what it means to be a patriot. In a democracy, all the citizens practice patriotism. This means having a devotion to the strength of our democracy and upholding our core democratic values in what we say and what we do. Remember, listeners, upcoming voting deadlines. This Thursday, August 8th at 5 p.m. Central is the deadline for regular and permanent overseas voters to request an absentee ballot. And this Friday, August 9th at 5 p.m. Central is the deadline to register to vote in person before Election Day at your municipal clerk's office. So make sure to get out there. Last little plug, and we'll get back to the conversation, though. Wisconsin's fall primary election, folks, is August 13th. Make a plan to vote in this and every election. Do your civic duty. In fact, get together with groups of people. There's a joy, while we're talking about joy, in voting. There's a joy in collect, like, you get your individual vote, but then collectively celebrate that. And let's usher in a strong democracy. I'm big fan of that, Tim.
I am too.
And Teacher Hallie.
Democracy in action. Yeah, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, educators amplified in the house. Teacher Joanna, hey. Teacher Hallie, 855-752-4842 is the number you can call in. Hey, if you're on the YouTube, if you're on the Twitter or the X, whatever, you know, we call it Twitter here. If you're on the Facebook too, you can just text in. You don't have to call, just like Cam, just like Sherry. And Sherry, she kind of put in there. She goes, sorry, she was teaching late tonight. Sherry, that is perfectly good reason to be late to Busted Pencils when you're teaching. I mean, we'll give her, we will not count her tardy today because of that. She had a legitimate excuse, Teacher Joanna. You're laughing at that one.
I am.
But you two, you've been on, you know, Educators Amplified, Teacher Hallie and Teacher Joanna, you've been on and really talking and helping the listener really understand this emotional regulation, that how that is. And to hear now too, I want to just kind of revisit more, Teacher Joanna, if you can bring us into this, how that, you know, as a teacher, you would have a goal of getting your students out of that fear mindset, to move them out of that, because that's not how they function well.
Right. Well, any of us, like I said, like in order to be able to be creative and flexible and to critique and to adapt, yeah, your mind needs to be in a state of calm, because that's where your logic, you know, is operating from. We can't be in what we call, right, Hallie, our reptilian brain. We have to be able to, and because that's our most basic instinct survival brain. And so to really move up those layers for more complex thinking and tasks, yeah, you have to be able to be, regulated, calm, your nervous system in balance. And so when we think about the huge challenges our world faces right now, and this has been Hallie and I's perspective with schools, being like, we have huge challenges in schools. And what we were seeing, why we were so disappointed, is even the solutions were dysregulated, because we're like, everybody's, what I'd be like, everybody's tripping. And so that's what I'd always say, right? I'm like, so these solutions don't even make sense, because everything is kind of chaotic and jacked, you know, the stress levels are jacked. And we really need, like, what our world needs, what our schools need is regulated environments and adults, so that, again, we can tackle these complex issues and have solutions that honestly, like, make sense and benefit. So, like, when we came out of COVID and the battle cry was like learning loss, we were like, oh my gosh, this doesn't even make sense right now. But what that is it's an example of almost like the reptilian brain, right? You just go back to what you know. You're not thinking of something new. You're not, creating and being flexible. You'll just instinctively go back to what you know.
Well, that learning loss was that tapping on that fear. Mm-hmm. Fear again. And Teacher Hallie, you had really, the way you said that about coming out of COVID, it's like we have been constantly engaged in fear. In some way, some anxiety provoking. And Teacher Joanna, soon as COVID was over, guess what? Well, we are already in that pain and trauma of COVID. And wow, guess what? Learning loss, fear, anxiety. Maybe that's truly, I don't know if anybody politically saw this as a tactic, but to step up into this moment right now and to show laughter. To show laughter, to demonstrate laughter, to then also engage in talking points. And Teacher Joanna, I've heard Tim Walz doing some really incredibly powerful commentary. Mm-hmm. And even when he's hitting very important points, he's not using that fear anxiety twist. He's empowering that, that other part of the brain. Man, Harris-Walz campaign. I tell you what, Teacher Hallie and Teacher Joanna are ready for duty right now. If you guys want to keep this up, they're out there. You need some educators amplified on your team out there, keeping that regulation going. Hey, it's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded. The number is 855-752-4842. It's Educators Amplified Night. Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna, and Sherry, you are welcome. Hey, Sherry. More when we get back.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Native American issues are human issues.
Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Feeling congested? At Navage, we know life is better when you can breathe freely. Congestion shouldn't ruin your summer. That's why people just like you turn to Navage, a revolutionary and easy way to help clear nasal passages. Using gentle suction, Navage removes allergens, dust, and mucus in just 30 seconds. It's fast, gentle, and incredibly effective. Try Navage and get on your way to a better day. Get Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, Sam's Club, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or online at Navage.com. Navage. Breathe better, fast.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Yeah, there it is. You know it. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. 855-752-4842. It's Educators Amplified Wednesday night. Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie in the house. Talking about joy, executive functioning. All of that time, the teacher Joanna and Teacher Hallie have been giving us the education on emotional regulation and how that works. We're now, man, I really see an application. Got our friend though, LA Tom. LA Tom's on the line. What's happening, LA Tom?
Hey guys, I feel like we finally are getting our FDR Democratic type of administration back, which was an administration that worked hard for the regular people out there rather than just for the billionaire class. But I wanted to say, Governor Tim Walz was actually a educator in the classroom for over two decades. So to answer that question is actually over 20 years in a public education. So that's exciting. I think he has elevated the teaching profession just by his by Kamala's pick of him as you know, her person. As well as with DEI, the only people that do DEI would be Donald, Eric, and Ivanka. That's DEI right there for you, baby. If you want to know what DEI stands for, is that. I am as excited as can be. Kamala Harris, she got up there. You know, people say, oh, she doesn't talk about policy. My God, she talked about unions today. She talked about retiring with dignity. She talked about building wealth and paid leave and childcare, healthcare, taxing billionaires, rent control, a woman's right to choose gun safety, LGBTQ plus rights. And that was one of the big things too. I don't know if you know this, but the gentleman that actually went to Coach Walz, Walz was actually a student of Gwen's. He was sitting in the classroom feeling very, very conscious and not feeling so great. And his wife said, I just want for everyone to know in here that this is a safe place. This is a safe place for LGBTQ plus people. This is a safe place for straight people. This is a safe place for everyone.
L.A. Tom, yeah, and Teacher Hallie got a little, yeah, I'm talking about the student that the LGBT student, LGBTQ plus student, went to Tim Walz's wife, who was a teacher, to point out, and that's how then the LGBTQ, how he became the faculty representative on that club in the school, is through the asking of a student, an LGBTQ student, going to Tim's wife, and then his wife approaching, and so the idea too, even the organicness there of being that faculty representative for that group of students. And yeah, 20 years, I think 20 years is pretty good, Teacher Joanna. Okay.
Yeah, meets the muster. Yeah.
And then still had aspirations to go into government. Woo! Yeah.
Well, that is the major application of a social studies teacher. Like, that's really modeling.
Yeah, you know, I'd say.
This just made me think of something, though. Johnny, how we kind of really skimmed over of how important Tim Walz was to you in a decision you made back in New Year's last, right?
Oh, we didn't get to that. We didn't talk about it last show.
We kind of hinted and teased it.
Oh,
but
my goodness. Let's tease it even more. Let's drag it out into the week and give listeners. I think you get asked, you challenged our listeners out there to figure out why we are connecting Tim Walz, the announcement of Tim Walz joining the Harris ticket in connection with our New Year's, what do we call them? You know, predications that we had, or almost like a wish list for the year.
Yeah.
So let's tease it out a little bit more. And maybe on Friday's show, we'll do a complete comeback to it.
Well, you know, what made me think was Teacher Hallie taught, you know, kind of going like, wait, and then he went into government too, after all those years.
Oh, I know what you guys are Teacher talking Joanna. I remember. I won't give it away though. We'll wait for the listeners.
Yeah. We'll get into it.
It just kind of just hit me right there in that moment. It's just like, man.
Well, you know what, Tim, at a low level, without getting into that, what it reminds me of too, and what we're talking about in sort of these, and us just doing some digging, our civic duty, anytime we're voting for somebody in a leadership position, it's important to know what they've done, to know their record. And we've been bamboozled before. So here we are, experienced voters and, you know, citizens in a democracy. We're like, hey, everybody says they're the education leader, but we've really yet to have somebody be that. And so, you know, we're doing some digging because these are some of the things like, okay, you've taught. Well, let's know, like, what was your teaching like? And one of the, I think, really exciting things, the shining moments as we're doing this due diligence and digging and talking together and having this political conversation is Tim Walz has said, you leverage power to help people. And as an educator, you help children. And we know that he did that before he was in high levels of political power. We know that he did that as a football coach. We know that he did that as a social studies teacher and a football coach. We know we have lots of internet memes and videos and stories of him doing that as a father and a member of community. So this is good when you see somebody's actions match their words, right? And it's like, you can tell me, but show me, right? And so I like that.
You know where you show, and show me too, to that really important place in Madison. Monaco Brewing Company, Johnny Lupinacci, just a reminder. Hey, check it out, though. I mean, when we love that, because Busted Pencils is sponsored by Monaco Brewing Company. Yeah, check out monacobrewingcompany.com and making Wisconsin great again. I just know all of these sayings now. They're such... I'm looking at all of us, even here right now, looking at everybody's face, and I really do see there's a sense. And even though you said, Teacher Joanna, there's the August anxiety, there's this, but as we start talking about hope, the hope that's happening, go to Monaco Brewing and you can really get some hope. You can buy some hope at Monaco Brewing Company.
I don't know if that's the same kind of hope, but yes.
I know. It's there. Teacher Hallie, Teacher Joanna, Educators Amplified, thanks so much for busting pencils tonight.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Crude and Dom. On the next Devil's Advocates radio show, Crudy sits down with congressional candidate Rebecca Cook and more polling results from Charles Franklin and the Marquette University Law School poll.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Earl
Ingram.
Let's go to Landfall Cunnamawog.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.